So we started our fasting and prayer. So we are encouraging each one of us to get involved in the fasting. We are trusting God for more oil for productivity this year. So that your life will be productive. Amen.
Amen.
You will be productive spiritually, materially, financially. The Bible stand with me to Philippians chapter 2. I'm reading from verse 1. Is there any encouragement from belonging to Christ? Any comfort from his love? Then make me truly happy by agreeing wholeheartedly.
Pastor, you can read it. I think.
Philip Fong, my children, which you move back home, any meal. I trust you, Jose, only a dog. And he said, Christo, who in crime should be. Sir, a dog, I will teach you be. Sir, who no, I am prefer be. Sir, I am sure any intimobro be or why. Mama, sir, Mama, Jenny, I do crop. Enya otokro, ano kro, ene adrin kro. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
So Paul says that, that make me truly happy.
And just what Paul can say, enya muma maninye no kari mu.
By agreeing wholeheartedly
with each other. Se munyina muba ya akuma kro, ne adrin kro. Se muni muhumuhu ebe enya.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If we are going to move forward as one people, to progress as one people, productive this year, as one people, then we need to agree wholeheartedly with each other.
And you are not as I said, you're free. You are coming, you know, a penny penny.
Because any people that agree on a matter, they take steps to proceed.
Now, almost two and one and one set of over four money more.
Bible says, God in heaven.
When you go home, ever free a soul.
Also agrees with them.
Now, only one ever born I dream about.
Gives them that.
Now, our parents so now more and more day out of it with your call in him. Bible said, at the end of the day, anybody you know ever born who said, I'm over dream I at the back of soul.
It shall be done forever.
Yeah, I'm our own.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, we need agreement as a people.
And he said,
wholehearted agreement. This is what we are building.
When any idea you see,
and with that wholehearted agreement,
now say,
of purpose.
If we say,
we are this wholeheartedly. There is an agreement. You see, agreement comes from the heart.
Now, you can say, opinion, and I say, we don't know your baby number, dear to me, if you are coming.
A heart agreement is very important. Because when your heart agrees,
if you say, so I come a deep one,
your mind thing about you will agree.
Now,
so we need a heart agreement.
And the end, he has said, if you come a happiness
wholeheartedly,
if
that means there is no iota of doubt within your heart. You agree with the vision.
Now,
you agree with the project. You agree with the journey. You are one with us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's very important for our progress. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So this year 2021, as we decide to move forward and be productive, we need a wholehearted agreement. Anytime there is disagreement between people, there is always retardation. You cannot move forward. You cannot progress because there is disagreement.
If we said,
there are people who have silent disagreements. But within their heart, they disagree. When we are moving to the right, they disagree. When we want to progress, they disagree. And with that kind of disagreement, you may not know why the thing is not moving forward. Because there is a disagreement. There is someone in within who disagrees and does not agree with everyone.
Now,
does not agree with the house. Does not agree with the vision. Does not agree with the purpose. So instead of us collectively moving forward, there is something or someone that is pulling us back. Disagreements are always disadvantages. The Bible says in the book of Genesis concerning the people of Babel.
Babel.
God told them to go out and replenish the earth and scatter all over the earth. But they had another vision.
Yes,
they said, we will not follow what God has said, but we are going to build for us a tower, a skyscraper. And we shall build for us a very mighty and we shall stay here. And we shall make a name for ourselves. And we will not scatter ourselves. And the Bible says, and they began to build the tower in the city.
Bible says,
and God came down. And the Bible says, he looked at what the sons of man were
doing.
Let us stay. Let us take counsel. Because what these people have decided in their heart. He said, for the people are one. And what they have decided to do, they will succeed. This is God speaking. He said the people are one. They wholeheartedly agree with the vision and purpose. And because they are one in agreement, the thing that they have started to do, they shall succeed.
Hallelujah. Amen.
So God said the only way then I can stop them
is
confusing them with different languages. Because in those days the people spoke only one language. So God confused them with different languages. So they could not understand themselves anymore. And so everybody got someone who could understand them. And they went their way. And so the vision stalled. They couldn't continue anymore. Because of the different languages. They were speaking different things. They were saying different things. The first agreement was not there anymore. Because you couldn't understand ourselves anymore.
If we said,
God brought about the disadvantage within them. That spoiled the progress of their vision.
Anytime
there is a disagreement, it spoils the vision and the purpose. If a married couple cannot agree, they cannot build anything. They cannot do anything. Even raising their children will be a problem. Because they don't agree. They don't see eye to eye. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So there's no progress. Whatever people, the church, if we don't agree,
say,
we are not going anywhere. So Paul says,
Paul can say,
they make me truly happy by agreeing wholeheartedly with each other. Number two, he says, loving one another. Loving one another. You see, there's a scripture in the Bible that I like very much. That talks about love. It says, where there is love, there is no fear. Where there is love, there is no fear. Because if I know that you love me, I am not afraid that you will do me harm. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because I know you love me.
If you say, you say, what do me?
I know that you will not do me any harm. I know that you will not be wicked to me. I know that you will not be greedy when it comes to me. I know that you will not disadvantage me. Because I know that you love me. So when there is love, there is no fear. When you are walking with somebody, and you are afraid of the person, then you don't love that person. Because where there is love, there is no fear. Because I don't have any evil mind against you. I don't have any evil mind against you. And I don't expect you to have an evil mind against you. Because we love each other. And where there is love, there is no fear. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 One of the things God gave to us is the spirit of love. He says, I've given you the spirit of boldness, a sound mind, and love. He says, three things or two things that keep record in heaven.
It
talks about faith.
Okay,
love. But he said the greatest of
things
is love. When there is love, there is always progress. There is always advancement. When there is love, things work out properly. Because there is love.
If you say
hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't walk with anybody you cannot love. Because that is wrong.
If you say
there will be no progress. And Paul says,
Paul can say
that after having agreement wholeheartedly with one another.
Now say I'm going to marry two men who are
let's love one another. This year 2021.
In fear 2021.
Let's love one another.
Mama, you know, don't ever marry a
woman. Let people be comfortable near you.
Ma obi biara ogben won o onya were chichere.
Show them love.
Share one or two.
And love is not only a saying word but a doing word.
Ya kasa odo anya se won di won o eka na emu
mo love and
joy so.
Practical
odo eye ade a
o le. So let's love one another practically.
Enti mo ma yanfa oya eno ye win ho.
And then he continues, he said, and working together with one mind and purpose.
Now, okay, so say, yanya juma mom nyanfa adwene baako ene botai baako si ye Jesus.
Working together,
yanya juma mom,
you can work together.
But if what you
are working together must prosper.
Now, as I said,
it must progress.
As I said, according
then it must be with one mind and one purpose.
And son of
the people of Babel, they were working together.
Babel,
to build a skyscraper.
Now,
to build the city.
Now,
and working to build a name for themselves.
Now,
they were not just working together. But they
had
one mind. And they had one purpose. So they knew what they were doing at X time. And they all agreed with it. One mind. One purpose. This year 2021. Let us have one mind. Let us have one purpose.
Hallelujah.
Amen. One mind. Thinking the same thing.
Hallelujah. Amen.
And having a purpose together. This is where we are going. This is what we are doing. This is what we want to achieve. More oil for productivity. We want to serve together.
As I say,
to see every member of the Potter's workshop progresses in life. They progress spiritually.
Now move away.
They progress materially.
Now we
progress financially.
Now we seek assembly.
They progress spiritually.
Now you are
to see every member progress.
As I say, who will say
how we are
blessing
God for more oil.
By
thinking is more oil for productivity. Your thinking must be the same.
One so one as I said,
we must have one mind.
And see any idea
of purpose. What is the purpose? Productivity. Advancement. For every member. In every member's life. That is the purpose. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And working together.
With
one mind. And purpose. Paul says in verse 3.
Paul can I want to move.
He says, don't be selfish. Don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Don't be selfish. Selfishness is another hindrance. Selfishness also blocks advancement. Because as we are building,
if we say, yeah,
someone is being selfish.
Someone
is only thinking about himself. Someone is thinking about his family. When we say let's pray, let's trust God for more oil for everyone. For productivity. You are praying for yourself. You are only praying for your family. It is selfishness. And selfishness does not help a collective progress. We are talking about collective progress. We are not talking about individual progress.
Collective
progress. Because we believe,
if we say
that if we all progress, if we all advance, It will be glorious for each one of us. Because we are progressing together. We are advancing together. There is none that will lack among us. There is none that will suffer among us. Because it is a collective progress. And that is why we don't believe in individuality. But we are believing in 2021. So a collective progress. It is an enemy of progress. Selfishness is an enemy
of progress.
Don't try to impress others. When we're working together, it is not about impressing people. Don't do anything. You will not get any reward in heaven. Because everything you have done,
if
you
say,
is to impress somebody. So when that person is not there, you cannot perform. You cannot do that thing you have been doing. Because you have been only doing it
if
you
say,
to impress somebody. For somebody to say that you have something. For somebody to say that you have a gift. You are only doing it to impress somebody.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Jesus talked about two men who were praying.
Yes.
And one of them was praying. His voice even will not be heard. And he said, God, I'm a sinner, forgive me. I need your strength.
The other one,
who believed that he knew God so much,
he
stood in the open. And he lifted his voice and began to pray. And he said, I want to bless him and increase him. And he even said he's not like that one over there. He was praying for God to be impressed.
By his prayer.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't do things to impress others. 2021. Let's work together. To be. Not to impress anybody. Be humble. Thinking others are better than yourself. Be humble. Bring yourself down. Bring yourself under. Don't be proud. The Bible says, for God resisted the proud. But he gives grace to the humble. He resists the proud. He fights the proud. He fights your progress. He fights your promotion. When you are proud, God will stand against you. God will resist you. The same word resists. Bible says resist the devil.
Bible says,
and he will flee from you. It is the same word resist. That God says, I resist the proud. When you are proud, God will resist you. This year 2021, as we work together, as we have one mind, as we have one purpose, as we love moving forward, don't be selfish. Don't do things to impress anybody. That some of us, we feel we know all. We don't want to learn anything. You can know more than somebody. But even if the person is saying the same thing, just keep quiet and listen. Listen to what he's saying. Why do you think that people manage managers and CEOs and all this, they have refresher courses.
Adenti ana ebinum aye managers adan dan so wo musua ade.
It is not because they don't know.
And that's
but sometimes you need to be refreshed. Sometimes it's good to hear it from another person. Bible says that iron sharpens iron.
Bible said that
just like the contents of a friend will sharpen the contents
of the friend. Iron
will always sharpen iron. So you need iron to sharpen you. You don't need wood to sharpen you. So when you are working together with iron, and you are
moving
together with iron, iron, I want to sharpen you. Be humble, be humble. Let iron sharpen you. Be sharpened and be quickened. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't be proud. He says, don't be proud. Be humble. Thinking of others as better than yourself. Thinking of others as better than yourself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because there are people that are know something better than you do.
If you say,
there are people who can do something better than you. So as we move collectively as a church, with one mind to progress,
as I say,
that we want more oil for productivity. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's be humble. Let's learn from each other. Know that somebody knows better than you. Somebody can do it better than you. Even if you are the leader, you don't know everything. Somebody knows something that you don't know.
I want to learn.
She says, consider think others better.
Okay, I said, one minute I and
hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Are you here this morning?
Yeah.
Don't look out only for your own interests. But take an interest in others too. You see, this is very important. Very, very important. You see, because it's a selfish being. That is the truth. The human being is a selfish being. You need the Spirit of God to become unselfish.
And
so when you become a Christian, the Spirit of God within you begins to work in you, and you begin to take interest in others too. That is why Jesus didn't come to take interest in himself. He came to take interest in others. He was interested in others. So he was interested in us. That is why he made the sacrifice he made. Jesus was interested in us.
Yes, Christ also.
That is why he left his glory and kingdom. So we need to be interested in others. Don't think about your own interest alone. Don't think about your own family. Think about the interest of the other family. Think about the interest of other people's children. Think about the interest of the collective body.
Now,
it is very important that we also take interest in others. Last week I said, be a channel of blessing.
Now, what you
you become a channel of blessing. The blessings flow through you.
That
reach others. Because you have interest in their well-being.
Hallelujah.
This year 2021. May you have interest in others. May you have interest in others. You know, some of us, we think about our own problems too much. It is not you alone who have problems. Somebody else has problems. The only way you can help somebody is to once in a while stop thinking about your problems and begin to think about somebody somebody's problem. Think about somebody's pain. Think about somebody's pain. Think about somebody's lack. Think about somebody's stomach. Don't think about your own stomach alone. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Think about somebody else's stomach. We carry our problems. And we forget that others have bad problems. Did you see the
prophet?
Other
people.
That is why a good pastor will always think about the congregation. It's not that we don't have problems.
And yes, sir,
sometimes the problems we are carrying is heavy. But we have to put our own aside and carry your
own. So as I said, this one to check over so
our sometimes we need to pray for ourselves. But we find ourselves praying for you.
So
we need to put our own aside.
As I said, I can see the atom chain.
And look to the interest of your members. So this year
2021,
take interest in others too. But thought of yourself too much. Think about others. Look at their concerns. Try to meet some needs. Last week I said, if you're waiting to have a million cities before you begin to meet somebody's needs, you will never have it.
Now what
you
care about? So when you are doing something, and say na magwa obidia, and you umwa obida.
The small that you have,
na kakana owano,
share it with your brother.
And you will be an share.
Think of that sister.
Genesis,
the small that you have,
kakana owano.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Verse 5 says,
and say,
you must have the same attitude that
Agina na ewo yawradi Jesus Christ munu.
Though he was God.
He
did not think of equality with God as something to cling on to. He humbled himself in obedience to God and died a criminal's death. He
said,
let this mind be in you. Let us have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. Though he was God, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling on to. Some of us, we cling on to some titles. We cling on to some positions.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I remember one young pastor and another guy, the choir director, were exchanging words.
The guy said, I saw for Bakubi, I know the choir master be here
and
Mabaye.
And you know, they were friends. They were friends before the other man was promoted to be a pastor.
Now,
I am. I am. Somebody in my position.
As I see a chair be in deep.
You have to show somebody this.
As I see a chair be where
Jesus said, like Bible said, like the same attitude that was in Christ be in you.
Bible say ever a journey and now what Christ will be entering.
Although he was God.
Every say oh yeah,
but when he came to this earth, he didn't take equality with God as a thing to be clinged on to.
Well, money who said only
I created you.
Men and Bobo.
Listen to me.
Won't tell me.
If he goes to a house to preach.
So of course you have to
even the land in which your house is on is me, is mine.
Can
you imagine Jesus going around telling people he was God?
Sir,
he said he's the son of God and they wanted to kill him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said before Abraham, I was, and they wanted to kill him.
Abraham, can say Abraham, I buy, and me number
one. Imagine
if you went around
telling them that I am God.
Now, so
you see, sometimes we carry our title on our forehead. And we want everybody to know that I am this, I am that, I am this, I am that. And we become proud and pompous. Because of our titles.
And now we dear there.
Because of what we can do. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, somebody told me something the other day.
Obi can be
he says they were in a meeting. And there was a man of God who was preaching. And this man of God, his title is Archbishop. And he was having a program with a church. And people came to the church. People came to the program. And there was one young guy who also came to the program. And that young guy was very connected. So many churches. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he knew so many pastors.
So many
of the Christian organizations. And he was a leader that was overseeing part of America, the churches and things around there.
America, baby.
Hallelujah.
And he also came to the meeting.
Now, no, so baby.
But you see,
I saw tier 3 Archbishop.
And the Archbishop was preaching with anointing. And yet there was a presence of God in the meeting.
Now, Omo calls the Adamsia said, no, but for Penino or Nasser, Bishop Cassiano or Kenya, yes, my name was Face Shalipa.
And in the midst of the meeting,
now, in Nipper Limuno,
this young man wanted to say something to the bishop, to the Archbishop.
And he, in Nipper Limuno,
And he said, Bishop.
No, said Bishop.
And the Archbishop got angry.
And why? And the Archbishop
in front of everybody. What do you mean by calling me Bishop?
I don't know if I'm a Bishop.
I am not a Bishop.
Many a Bishop.
I am an Archbishop.
Me a Bishop Penny.
Then the Holy Spirit just left the meeting. All the meeting became damping. The move of the Spirit
became.
Everybody went quiet. You know, he lost that connection with that young man.
No,
he lost the connection because that young man was very connected. You don't understand. The young man was very connected. And he wanted to connect the Archbishop to so
many churches.
But the pride, arrogance, and pomposity. And carrying our titles, clinging onto it.
And
you make a mistake and say Bishop.
And you say Archbishop.
There is a problem.
Or however.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And many of us, we don't even have Archbishop, our character, our behavior.
Hallelujah.
We are clinging on to something. But the Bible says Jesus did not even see it as equality to cling to it.
Bible says yes, Christ.
But rather he humbled himself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He humbled himself. He gave up his divine privileges. He took the humble position of a slave. And was born as a human being. When he appeared, he humbled himself in obedience to God. Now, brother, no one see you sitting here, man.
And tie the criminal's death on the
cross. Now, we said you were here, you were saying,
hallelujah. Amen. Therefore, God elevated him to the place of a higher honor.
And you
and gave him a name that is above all other names.
Now, man, that
the name of Jesus, every knee should
bow.
In heaven and on earth,
and
under the
earth.
He humbled himself. This year,
2021,
as we want to move together.
So if I say your bum according
collectively,
our back we
as one body,
sir,
trusting God.
Now
we are praying for productivity. Let's humble ourselves. Amen. Let's humble ourselves. For God resisted the proud. But He gives grace. He gives grace to the humble. He gives grace to the humble. The word grace over there means enabling ability.
Sir,
he gives an ability to the humble. That man is so humble. It's like he doesn't know how to do anything. It's like he doesn't have any gifts. It's like he doesn't have any talents. It's like he doesn't have any charisma. But as he humbles himself, the grace of God, the enabling power, the enabling ability begins to work in him. And when you see the man, and you see God working in him, you will ask yourself, but I thought this man doesn't have any title. He doesn't know what to do. He cannot even speak. How come that is operating in this manner? Because it's by grace. Because he humbled himself. God gave him enabling power and ability to act. Therefore, 2021, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Let God lift you up. Let God promote you. He said, because Christ humbled himself and died the death of a slave on the cross. Bible says, God also exalted him. God also lifted him and gave him a name that is above every name. Oh, in the heavens, on the earth, and under the earth. Therefore, this year 2021, let's arise to build. Let's arise to build. Collectively as a body, don't be selfish. Let's act in the spirit of togetherness, in the spirit of oneness. Let us have one mind. Let us have one purpose. Let us humble ourselves. Let's not look to our own interests alone, but let's look to the interests of others. And let us have the attitude that was in Christ Jesus, that he humbled himself even to the death of the cross. And God will lift him up.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
2021.
We have a vision. We have a purpose. The oil of productivity. We want to be productive. Every member must be productive. Every member must go forward. Every member must advance in life. Every member must see progress in their lives. Progress in their family. Progress in their marriage. Progress spiritually. They must see progress materially. They must see progress financially. We need together collectively to progress. Therefore, we have a vision. Let's pursue the vision in the spirit of unity, in the spirit of oneness, that we may prosper, that we may advance. In the name of Jesus,
oh, yes,
shall we rise to our feet this morning? Let's rise to our feet this morning.